Hello and welcome to our first ever podcast, Nervousu, Fud Food, and Star Guardian Nico. Put them together and what do you get? Exactly. Gibberish. No, it's NFS, our first ever podcast. Hello everyone, my name is Fud Food and I am part-time streamer, full-time dreamer. And this podcast is about three streamers and friends who have met through Twitch. We get together and share our common thoughts for gaming, life, and everything else in between. Let's get into it, shall we? And I hope to include my other friends in the intro moving forward. Enjoy. Okay. So how do we start this thing? I don't even know. Like, I know we were already talking before, but...
Yeah. Well,
I was less
I mean...
nervous then because I didn't know you were recording.
Maybe, honestly, maybe that should just be the case. Maybe we should just let things happen and cut shit as it goes.
Yeah, that could work.
But I feel like we should have an intro.
Yeah.
We will definitely have an intro.
Like right now? Like, oh, should we just sing something? I don't know. Welcome to the
NFS podcast.
Oh, but I'm
jazz hand.
Yeah. Okay. I guess. Okay. Whatever the intro is, we'll put it in there.
Okay.
Well, first off, welcome to NFS, the podcast.
Welcome, welcome.
Me, Nervousu, Flood.
That's me.
And Nico.
Star. Star Guardian, the
Star
main
Guardian,
star
Nico.
Of this podcast, the real star.
NFN.
That's true. True. I didn't think about that. Yeah, I'm not calling you Star, but we will definitely. I will introduce you as Star, the Guardian Nico.
Or SG Nico.
In the name, so it works.
Star Guardian.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I guess we can start with introductions of ourselves. So Nervousu. Soon to be a streamer as well. Like, what's your background? Do you want to talk a bit about yourself for everyone?
Just, I flunked high school and I play a lot of video games. But honestly, there really isn't much to it. I live a pretty quiet life.
Nice. And you got a new PC now, so
I did. I built this PC. I will be streaming against it. I did start streaming. God, when did I start streaming? It wasn't long after you started streaming, Nico.
Yeah, it was pretty. It was like
I met you guys
like the same month, or
what,
like
was it last
I started
year
in
I met you?
March. You probably started in April.
Yeah,
because I was like, "Hey, I'm streaming," and he was like, "Okay."
And I think the first thing I ever streamed was Dark Souls.
Was it?
Because I loved that game. I think so.
Loved it.
I never saved any of my VODs.
Oh shame. Well, it's still cool though. You can always go back. What's the first game you're planning on streaming when you do go back to streaming? Do you have an idea?
When I do come back, other than the three of us starting eight, I think I want to. I've been thinking pretty strongly about this. I think I want to stream Monster Hunter.
Oh.
I think that would be a fun one to stream.
Yeah,
Monster Hunter for two.
I did stream Monster Hunter a couple of times. I remember that at one point there weren't a lot of people playing Monster Hunter. You were busy with work and playing other things, and no one else I really played with were playing Monster Hunter, so I did a lot of solo hunting, and I got pretty decent at the game by myself.
Nice.
I just enjoy it.
Yeah, that'll be cool. Well, hopefully I can't wait until you start streaming again. Like,
oh, I'm excited.
Because I met you through Nico's stream. And
yeah,
because you were always like on Discord, or you guys were always chatting, and then there was one time you were streaming, and then I jumped on your stream while he was streaming,
Yeah, I was streaming. We talked about this earlier, but I was streaming a bad good game.
The Last Remnant.
Let's kick some ass.
The Last Remnant. It was a good time.
Yeah, those were good times.
Happy to come back.
I like watching you play Enter the Gungeon.
How often did I play Enter the Gungeon? I don't know.
You streamed it a couple times.
Yeah. And I was pretty good at it too.
Disgaea. It is a fun game.
I'd stream Disgaea a lot.
Actually, yeah, I remember watching a Disgaea stream of yours.
Yeah. It had like those little like integrated stream noises that you could spam.
Yeah. And weird. You spammed them.
I did. I really did.
Oh, speaking of like tactics style games, you know what just came out, which I really want to play? Is the Fate Tactics. That just came out.
Oh yeah. You played the demo of that.
I loved it. Yeah,
Fate.
I actually will get
anime,
it.
The anime Fate?
No,
Fae.
Fae, okay. Yeah. I thought you said Fate. I was like as in the anime?
I don't know if it's based off anything, but I think it's just an original story, but it is like cartoony characters.
Is it on PC?
It's on PC. Very, very heavily influenced by Final Fantasy Tactics, which
nice. Is
a great game.
So what Nika thought you were talking about was Fate.
Mm.
Yeah, Fate, F-A-T-E. It's a game, it's an anime that has a lot of games. I think it's like the most popular anime ever.
Is it really?
it's
really
it's definitely
popular.
Not the most popular anime
yeah,
ever.
It's not like Dragon Ball,
definitely...
but... I mean,
that,
it's
that
really
anime
big
is dark, though.
Is
maybe
it?
That's why
I've never watched it,
oh, yeah.
But I know it has a ton of seasons in Japan. There's like a bajillion games.
Wait, maybe we're
it sounds like another One Piece to me.
It's like Fate / Xtella or something.
I don't know.
Oh,
I think
no,
I've heard, I think somebody actually brought it up once, but I've never, never seen it.
Fate is a pretty dark anime. I've heard the manga are a lot darker. Very like just the picturesque of what the animation would be.
Wow.
Cool.
All right, Fud, you're up.
Okay, yeah. I'm all right, so I've started streaming close to 2 years now. It was like, I think I started like October or September of 2018, actually. And I've been wanting to stream for quite a while, but it just never happened. Or, like, I've been wanting to get into gaming or, like, get back into games. And I guess the timing was just right for me. And I've had so much fun, and I can't imagine not streaming anymore. Like, and meeting like-minded people and everything. So there's that about me. I'm 35 years old as well. So I've been gaming for a while.
Are we sharing ages?
No, well, you don't have to. I don't know. So I'm just saying that I'm an old gamer. I've been there for a while.
Hi guys, I'm 24.
I mean 24.
Yeah, it's okay. And yeah, so like this is my way of coming back into gaming, and it feels good to be back, because like I was focused too much on work, and I always made excuses not to game, or I couldn't like play any full-time games, and streaming kind of got me back into that somehow.
I will say I went and looked at your YouTube channel and you uploaded Celeste, and I'll say that it's been over a year since you did that.
Yeah.
Watching you back then, you just have this general merriment that just has persisted. It's so fun to watch your streams.
Thank you. because I enjoy games, and I enjoy sharing it. Like it's such a unique thing, like streaming. And meeting like cool people and like connecting like with you guys and being
streaming
able to do stuff like this
together.
It's amazing. It's so cool. It's so unique. But yeah, oh my god, my failed YouTube channel, that's so bad. There's barely anything on it.
I remember watching like it was like a Switch accessory review or something.
Oh
there.
My god.
I don't remember what the accessory
was. Oh yeah.
Oh no. That's so bad.
I loved it. It was great.
That was me, like, because I didn't get into streaming first. I was like, okay, I'll be a YouTuber, yay. And like, and I didn't realize how much work it was. It was way harder to get into YouTube. So I was like, okay, I'll start doing accessories and talking about like like directs and other stuff, you know, and like random things I was into. I never had like a direction. I was just like, I'll do whatever and see what I'm good at.
Oh man. You did post your Final Fantasy VII Remake demo speedruns on there, though.
I did. I thought it was worthy enough to go on YouTube. Because it was actually like skillful, or like I actually did do something cool for once. Not cool, how do you say it?
Like, for once.
Like, it was skill. Like, it was like, hey, you did a speedrun. I've never done a speedrun before, and yeah. I want to do something with the YouTube, but I've been saying that for a while. I just never had the time to, like...
My vlog on there.
Yeah, I could do that.
I will say, the Switch accessory that he was reviewing was the Nintendo Switch Joy-Con Armor Guards.
Oh, yeah, that
which
was
I still
it.
Use till now, actually.
Wow.
We need an update review of how they're holding up.
Yeah. Maybe I should, yeah.
So
be like, they're still good. Like, when I first got the Switch, because, like, my hands are so much bigger than the Switch. I'm sure it's the same for you guys. Like, it's not comfortable to hold without a grip or anything.
Yeah.
So, it really came in handy.
My hands cramp when I play with it.
Yeah.
Handheld for too long.
Well, get the Joy-Con grips. They help.
Nah, I almost never play handheld. I almost always play docked.
The only time I play handheld is when I'm like about to like sleep.
Actually, the game I played handheld a lot was Xenoblade 2.
That game is so blurry handheld. I couldn't.
Yeah, well, I know a thing or two about blurry games on a handheld. I finished freaking Xenoblade 1 on 3DS.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's very true. That shit gave me like a headache.
I still can't believe you did that.
I'll bring up my save file to show you. I still have it.
Dude, I believe it. That's awesome.
It was the only time I was going to play
it. On stream once.
Oh, maybe, yeah. I think I brought up my 3DS. Or I showed you like all the collector's edition and other stuff that I had.
Yeah, you did do that.
Yeah.
You don't have the collector's edition of Xenoblade Chronicles 2, do you?
2? Yes, I do.
Oh, you do?
I have collector's edition of 2. I have the Wii version of the first one. It's not collector, it's just...
I have the collector's edition of X. It's the only one I have.
Yeah. No, I have X because I didn't have a Wii U. I could skip
the
completely.
Oh, that was the Wii U.
Wii U.
Yeah.
X is alright. It's bad. It has awful balancing.
Shame. But yeah, it was just funny, like, the jump between X, then 2, and then 2 was related to 1, which was, like, mind-blowing. At the time.
And X has nothing to
do with it. Yeah.
When X was first released, everybody was trying to find out where the connection was. All of them. And there was nothing for them.
I remember reading that.
It's a cool game, though.
Yeah, it looked interesting. But again, Wii U, it was a huge barrier of entry. I'm like, Wii U? No, thank you.
I bet it'll come to the Switch eventually.
It should, right? You'd think so.
Creator said he wanted to put it on there, so.
Oh, so it's gonna happen. For sure it's gonna happen, then. I'll play it. I'll pick it up.
Probably look better.
I see,
It's a pretty good looking game.
If it looks down.
And they could probably upscale it to 1080p instead of 720.
What else? Yeah, I think that's it about me. Is there anything else that I missed out? No, that's it. What about you, my Star Guardian Nico?
There's one thing you missed, Fud.
What did I miss?
That you're the best.
No, I'm right. Not. No, take that back.
And he's been streaming longer than both of us.
He has been, yeah.
Yeah, I have. I've learned a few things. It's not easy. Streaming is not easy, as everyone thinks it is.
It's not easy.
I never realized how much you have to, like, know how to multitask until you stream. Like, to play a game, talk to a person, and be entertaining, or, like, be engaging at some point. Like,
absolutely.
It's crazy, like, how split your attention is while trying the game. Or while trying to...
Here's a message to our listeners. If you stream for the fun of it, even though you're stressed out sometimes, it's all in the name of gaming, not money.
Exactly.
Money just adds stress to everything.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
If you start streaming with like, with the hopes of like making a living off of it, I think you're streaming for the wrong reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't.
Like, the people who started doing stuff like that on YouTube, I even doubt they expected an income to
Of course
come
not. Out they didn't expect it. But, yeah, being
a
YouTuber.
Like, that was unheard of back then.
Yeah.
But now people talk about, like, I don't think, again, like, for YouTube and to Twitch, I wouldn't call it as a main income. I would call it as a side hustle or a side income, you know? Making an income out of your hobbies more than anything else, you know?
Exactly.
It's not
and you
the main.
It like a hobby instead of a job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you have more fun with it, because then it's, well, some people do take it too seriously, but like, yeah, then you don't take it that seriously and I guess mess it up for yourself in the long run.
Yeah.
Because most of the people that did get famous just did it for fun, you know, like are just having fun with it, and they realized, yeah. And then they improved what they initially did and then just kept going, kind of thing. If and some people did transition from, I guess, a part-time to a full-time, if there's the audience there, but you can't treat it as a full-time from the beginning, I think.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, it's because that's not work. How it works. Yeah, exactly. Like, don't get me wrong, if somehow Twitch becomes a full-time job, that'll be amazing. I'll be stressed out.
Yeah.
I'll have no time for anything, but I would still enjoy it.
It's absolutely.
It's crazy to me, because I've seen a few streamers that I very much enjoy, and they stream for like 12, 13, 14 hours straight.
It's
a day.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's insane to me. That's...
And they do that every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that like... I understand, like, when you do sometimes a 12-hour stream, I'm still amazed how people do 24-hour streams by themselves. If they have people to take shifts, okay. But doing that day in, day out, like, you have no time for yourself. You have no time to do anything else other than sit and be there for 14 hours. And it just sounds stressful and draining. Like, I feel, I don't know about you guys, like, Maybe you haven't done it long enough, Nerviso, but I know Nico has. Like, you feel drained after you stream. Like, after 5-6 hours, maybe because I'm older, I don't know. But, like, I feel drained.
No, I'm the same way.
Yeah. Like, anything longer than 6 hours, I start really feeling it. And then, like...
Well, I'm going to start really feeling
it. Yeah. You.
I mean, when I first started streaming, my streams were always at least 4 hours. And I've had to cut that down because it's... Oh my gosh.
Right? Yeah, it is too much. I totally agree. And I don't know if people realize that. Like, maybe everyone's excited. Yeah, you have to do a 12-hour stream or I'm going to do it. And then when you actually do it, you're like, you can't. It's so hard.
I think people think it's easy. It's like,
time
just playing games.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that. It's like, it's just playing video games.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's not. It's playing video games and interacting with your chat.
Yeah.
And
it's being an entertainer.
And constantly talking for the entire time.
Exactly.
It's like, it's not easy. It's not just like playing video games. When I'm playing playing video games on my couch for 4 hours, I'm not sitting there talking the whole time and having to pay attention to something else. You know, it's different.
Completely agree. It is completely different. And I think people come into it thinking it's like that, which it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's
with that being said, there are some streamers out there who are quiet streamers, and they can get away with it because their viewership is perfectly okay with that.
Mm.
There is a viewership out there that like just watching the game.
Yeah.
Mm.
They don't want the commentary.
Is this specifically on Twitch or like on YouTube? Because I know
it's
that's on YouTube.
I've seen it on YouTube. I've never seen it on Twitch, but I bet it is there.
No, YouTube, I've seen it there. Or like, I know there are just gameplay or pure gameplay videos.
And if it's not on Twitch, I'm pretty sure there's streamers out there who will talk, just not nearly as often.
Hmm.
like, I know a lot of art streamers don't talk. They just, just, like, draw and people watch. Sometimes they interact through the chat, but, like, they won't actually talk, like, through a mic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it depends what you're doing. Like, then, yeah, if you go away from gaming, streaming, then you get into a whole, like, the cooking streams. You got people who, like, yesterday? Someone was freaking filming a protest, and that was, like, number one on my channel, on my spotlight, you know, when they show for new streamers.
There are people who stream vlogging.
What do you mean?
Like they'll go out to just a random place. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it could be fun to do streams like that that aren't gaming, but yeah. Not like just talking, but like going somewhere cool and streaming it.
Yeah. I did try that. I'll be honest, I actually did try to do that once.
Did you?
Yeah, I had my little gimbal and everything, and it doesn't work because the internet was so bad, so it kept cutting, it wasn't a smooth stream.
I wonder with 5G if that's gonna get better.
Maybe. But I was in a convention, it's called Gitex. And it's it's an IT computer convention. So I was like, yeah, let me try it. So I tried to use the phone, like I had two phones, and one was streaming and one was like for the chat. But it's not that smooth because you're gonna have to hold it the whole time and like and it keeps cutting in and out, so it wasn't a really great experience. I did test it out, but personally for me, I don't know how other people do it. I don't know how they have that persistent internet, or they just stay in one spot without moving.
Yeah, I don't know. Like if I ever went to Japan, I think it'd be cool to like go somewhere cool and stream it.
That would be cool. Yeah, no, and Japan's
not
internet
like a
is
Logan
fine.
Logan Paul situation, but
oh my god. Go to a maid cafe.
Maid cafe and stream it, yes please.
That's probably it.
Actually, there's a place, it's not a cafe, but there's a place in Japan that's a Monster Hunter style.
There's a Final Fantasy 14 cafe.
Is there really?
I know there's a Square Enix cafe. I didn't know there was a Final Fantasy 14 cafe.
It might just be the Square Enix one.
Yeah. Because they did their, I remember for Octopath Traveler, they had like a whole theme for their cafe as well, back in the day.
Like the Monster Hunter one, they'll give you like giant mugs for drinking.
Cool.
And they'll give, like, all the meals are like styled around like the different monsters in the game.
Yeah.
They should have a Final Fantasy 15 one, right? Because like of all the freaking meals that they have, they would have that.
I've come up with a new recipe.
Yeah. They'll have Iggy serving you.
So good.
The chef has to come. Wait, Iggy.
He always comes out and does the snap, and he's like, aha!
I've made
it's
you
like
a new recipe.
every 45 or so minutes.
That'd be fantastic.
We just need to go to Japan. I've been there once. I loved it. I would love to go there again. God.
I've never been, but I can't even leave my country.
Magical. It's as good as you imagined it to be. And like what you see, it's beautiful. I've been to Shinjuku. I've been to Kyoto. I've been to Tokyo, and then I went to all the suburbs around Tokyo. And then I went to Kyoto and like did the touristy thing and like explored around there, went to the International Manga Museum. That was cool. And there was still
like
so much to do. Huh?
Yeah. It's like my dream to go to Japan.
Do it. The sooner the better. Well, you know, once COVID is done, since we're in a post-pandemic world now. So when it's safe to travel, I would recommend it.
Yeah.
One day we'll take the podcast there.
Imagine.
NFS in Tokyo!
In Tokyo!
In Tokyo!
Sugoi!
Sugoi!
Oh my god.
We actually have to learn Japanese because nobody speaks English there. That's the reality.
Yeah.
You cannot go around there without either some basic knowledge of Japanese or having someone write like stuff down.
You need to like have someone with you that can speak Japanese and translate, or you need to be able to speak it.
Yeah, it's so bad. It's like it's not touristic friendly at all.
I've heard there. I don't know if it's true.
What?
Pardon me. I left my I left my monitor sitting idle for too long.
Oh.
I don't know if it's true.
What?
I don't know if it's true, but I have heard that Japan is xenophobic.
Wait. Is it means that anyone else other than Japanese, they shun away or something?
I've heard that too.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's everyone.
It's not everyone. It's, well, I think I experienced it in Kyoto, but I think because we were desecrating their image, that's why. So we were in Kyoto, and this is a true story, and we were all wearing the ryokans and the, what do you call it? The traditional garbs. We all went out to buy garbs. It was me and a bunch of friends. We traveled together. Wasn't by myself at the time. And we're in Kyoto, and Kyoto is like a small town. Like, there's no building more than 2 meters high or 2 stories high or something. So very different compared to Tokyo, which I'm sure they're used to international people. And we were like, we went to dinner, and then we had a few, you know, sakes to drink and Japanese beer, so we were all rowdy and stuff already. And we're in the middle of Kyoto, just down an alleyway, going towards a 7-Eleven, wearing the ryokans and the garbs, like guys and girls, and like we were just loud and slurring and like, you know, and literally one guy, no joke, one Japanese guy, he just like looked at us, made like, had this horrific face at us, and like just was like, oh, and like said something in Japanese and like walked away like fuming, you know. So I don't think it's xenophobic. I think we just like disrespected them, like, you know, or
that's,
he felt disrespected.
I think that's what it's about. It's like people not honoring their culture.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think it's more that than xenophobia, you know, like, or that's how it felt like to me. Okay, I was drunk. We laughed it off, but I felt bad the next day.
I would too. It's, you obviously didn't mean to do anything, right?
But no. It was just us being rowdy, and like we were wearing their traditional garb, and I think, and he just was offended. Like, he didn't say anything to us directly. He just, I saw him, and he made the sound, and he was staring straight at us, and just walked away like furious. So, it's more that than anything else. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what they, I think they don't like. And I understand the whole respect and the culture, and, you know, us knowing even a little bit about anime, and then you look up the Japanese culture from curiosity, you know, they're very they have an honor system, they're very respectful, like they like to work together and everything.
It's very different.
Yeah,
very different.
So, I kind of love it.
It's beautiful. It is beautiful. So when you do something different than their norms, you feel it. You feel different. You feel like you've done either something wrong, or you knew you messed up somehow. Like, it's, that's how they are. They have a certain system, a certain way, and you follow it, kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's different, but nice. Oh, I miss Japan. I would really want to go back there. I was there, just to link it back to gaming. I was there in TGS 2013. I went to TGS. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That was my biggest highlight. I've never been to E3. Like, back then it was E3 and TGS, and those were like the two biggest gaming gatherings or conventions at the time. So for me to go to a TGS was like massive. Even though everything was in Japanese, I was going crazy. And they had the PS4 before it came out. They had it on display, and they had the booths and everything. So I went to the Sony booth. So it was exciting. Very, very exciting time.
That sounds so fun.
Oh, it was. Gosh. And the cosplay. Oh my God, they're huge on cosplayers. Oh my God. No matter what, I don't know how it is in America. I've seen E3, but no matter how big cosplay is there, it's not as big as Japan. I can guarantee that.
Probably not. Cosplay is pretty huge here, though, actually, at conventions.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the time. I'm sure it's better now, but it's probably even bigger there still. It'll still
absolutely
be bigger there.
Absolutely.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's so nice. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Just go to Japan. That's. Just go there. I have so many stories about it. We can dedicate a whole talk about
episode.
It if you want. Yeah.
We'll have a travel episode someday.
Yeah, why not? We'll add that to the list.
Well, we've gone through me. We've gone through FUD. We got sidetracked. That's tough.
Sorry.
You're great. Alright, Guardian Nika. Now speak.
Right.
Well,
speak.
I am the Star Guardian Nico.
Woo!
You can just call me Nico.
Nico.
As the other one. As the other ones. As the other two with
he's,
the power going.
He's the real star. He's the real star of the show. I know everyone is waiting to talk to you. Or to hear from you.
It's not true. It's not true.
We saved the best for last.
You saved the worst for last. Alright, I'm just kidding.
Did you hear my introduction?
What?
Did you not hear my introduction?
It was fine. Anyway, I'm Nico. Star. Whatever you want to call me. Star Nico. Guardian, I guess. And yeah, so I don't do much. I don't know. I'm 23. I turned 24 in 2 months.
Nice.
Haven't done a whole lot. I've been in the US my whole life. Not exciting. And I started streaming in March of 2019 because a friend told me to.
And that's exciting. And that's how we all met through that.
It is. We all met that way. And, you know, it was something that I always kind of wanted to do, like FUD. I did have a YouTube channel that didn't go well.
Ugh, freaking YouTube.
It's still there. I upload all my VODs on there, but I took all my old videos off. They're on.
You did the smart thing. I didn't take out my old videos. That's why you got to see my horrible.
I streamed on YouTube for a while. Yeah,
how was that? I mean, how was that experience?
Wait, really?
Yeah. I streamed like Tales of Berseria and Arms.
Oh, I did not know this.
Yeah, I didn't ever finish Tales of Berseria. I want to do that. That game was fun. But yeah, I streamed on there for a while. I actually had people watching me during Tales and stuff. It was fun.
Cool.
There was some person named Snapple. I remember that. But yeah, that was kind of my original introduction to streaming. It was
that's,
fun.
That's
I also
interesting.
Did like some Let's Plays.
Oh.
Let's Play that I never finished.
Oh, I want to see that.
Nope, it's unlisted.
No.
You might be able to convince me someday.
Can I ask you just like, is a Let's Play easy to do, or like, because you're talking
it's
by yourself?
It's harder than streaming. It's
streaming.
It's
a lot more fluid. Like you're in the moment, talking with people. Back
it's weird.
I don't know how
it's really weird sitting in a room by yourself
and talking.
And talking to yourself.
That's how I felt like, because I did try that. I don't know if it's listed still.
Yeah,
I had a video.
It's weird. At least with like when you're streaming, you feel a little less weird, even if there's zero viewers, because you know that there's like the potential of someone seeing you talk.
That's
yeah,
true.
Like
the
recording
potential.
It just feels so weird. Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody might hear this.
Exactly.
That is true, yeah.
Yeah, I did a whole 3 episodes. I don't even think I did 4. I only ever posted 3 of them. It was Breath of the Wild. I was doing the no clothes run challenge where I did not wear any clothes the whole time. It was actually really fun.
Cool.
It was an exciting time, but I just didn't go through with it.
But you tried. That's the main
wasn't
thing.
I feeling it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was I tried it, I wasn't feeling it, and then I started streaming one day, and I really liked it, and I got a lot of support from my friends, and then I made new friends, like FUD and JLADS and all my buddies.
That's so cool.
That I've met through streaming. I've met some of the coolest people I've ever met in my friggin' life due to it, and it's...
Yeah, right?
Really
it's,
cool.
It's so cool.
Yeah, it's people that I mean, I didn't think a year ago or... a year and a half ago that I'd be doing a podcast. You know.
Yeah. Same.
Well,
yeah.
So it's funny because one thing that we all have in common is that we met through streaming technically, but me and Nico here actually met in high school.
Yeah,
yeah,
we,
you guys have history.
We met IRL.
Oh.
Yeah, we went to high school together. We have history. No, not like that. Yeah, we went to high school together. We met in high school.
Well, I knew you sophomore year. We met briefly sophomore.
I knew
year.
Of
yeah,
you, not sophomore. I didn't live in Texas.
No,
sophomore year. freshman year. I knew of you, and then when I moved back, we finally became friends. Really, senior year. We met, like, but senior year is when, like, blossomed.
Oh, yeah.
Where it blossomed.
I think...
I can feel the love.
I don't even know how it happened. I sat alone. It was in lunch. And I think it was sitting alone.
It was science, I thought.
Was it?
Science class. Yeah, with Kyle and David.
You're right.
Different David.
Jam squad.
They're the jam squad. Yeah.
Jam squad.
You have a jam squad?
That's still
What's
name.
The jam squad?
Okay, let me get into a brief introduction of this one. Me and our buddy David. Me and him clicked pretty quickly. We took environmental science our senior year. And we were talking about how, like, a murder of crows is... Or a group of crows is a murder, and just the groups of animals.
Mm.
And we got jellyfish, and I said, what would be a group of jellyfish? And I don't know...
Squid. Not jellyfish, squid.
Oh, it was squid. We asked about squids, and what a group of them would be called. And he said... I don't even remember what he said, and it just clicked in my head immediately. Jam squad. It's
a group of squid. It's not the group of squid. It's not a squad,
jam.
But we decided it was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
that's where it came
jellyfish
from.
Jellyfish is a jam, and a group of squid is a squad.
Yep.
And on that day, I named the four of us the jam squad.
Nice.
Well, only two members really talk to each other anymore, so.
Yeah.
It's a good name. It's a good birth of a nice name. Like, it has a good story.
I am not a good storyteller. I forget very many details. it saddens me that the group broke up the way it did. However, one of them I greatly disliked towards the end of the year. And the other I felt pretty indifferent about.
And the other is the fucking best!
Yeah.
And that's me. Mm. Anyway.
Nice. Exchange
quarters. Yeah, we met in high school. Where was I before that started? I don't remember. Streaming. I was talking about streaming.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just been really... It's been cool meeting people from all over the freaking world. Like, I met Fudd and J-Lats. They're both in different countries for me. And that's
which
so cool.
I live in Dubai, just to give some context.
Yeah.
Or the UAE.
And I'm in...
America. Jay Lance in Canada. Him enjoying all that maple syrup and bacon, Canadian bacon.
I am in Texas. The Lone Star State.
Howdy.
Howdy, partner.
Now we'll finally get to see your hat, your cowboy hat on stream.
I do not have a cowboy hat. I do not have boots. I do not think I would ever wear a cowboy outfit. It's just not my style.
So like, so then in Halloween there, nobody dresses up as cowboys then, right? Is that the only place in the world nobody wears a cowboy outfit in Halloween?
Unless they're like dressed up as Woody from like Toy Story.
Oh, Woody.
Yeah,
okay.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's just kind of an everyday outfit.
Exactly. Right.
That's how it is in Idaho, too, not just Texas.
Okay. Shows what I know. But, like, yeah, I would just imagine in Texas, nobody wearing...
I've heard people from other countries, because I play D&D, and I've met people online playing, and I've heard that some other countries view Texas as just, like, the Westerns.
Like Sandy from SpongeBob.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly like that, which is, I mean, I wouldn't say it's necessarily wrong, but we have a lot of major cities too. We're definitely not all all like the Wild West. If you go further out west,
out of 10.
Sorry, what was that?
If I had to rate Texas out of 10, I'd give it a solid 1.
Oof! Wow. A solid
1. I'd give it like a 3.
I was gonna say I'd give it like a 4.
Alright, I'll give it a 4.
It's definitely, we have a little bit of everything here. It's just boring. We're a very big flat.
It's like I can walk outside my door here and I can see mountains.
Nice.
And I love that.
That's beautiful.
You walk outside a house in Texas and you just see open fields.
You get hit by hail the size of a golf ball.
At least that's still nature. At least there's a bit of nature here. I walk outside, it's just like sand in my face every time.
The weather here does suck.
Oh yeah. FUD probably has the worst weather situation.
You should just look up the UAE weather right now and like see the humidity and the heat. Ugh, it's bad.
I feel so bad.
It's very bad. It's the land of AC. The land of air conditioning.
The land of AC.
Yeah, yeah. You just go from air conditioning to air conditioning. That's it. That's how you survive here. From your car, you blast your air conditioner. Then you run to the mall, air conditioner.
You guys live next to a desert.
Yeah.
They live in a desert.
Yeah, exactly. We're in it. It's no longer next to. And then when you drive from from state to state, it's just like nothingness until you reach the next area. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is here. Unless you take like I-95 and now you're on the highway forever.
So what else, Nico? What else?
Oh, streaming's cool.
Streaming's cool. That's it.
Streaming's cool.
Get out of school. Streaming's cool.
Get out of school, stream, it's cool. Unfortunately, lately I've kind of hit a wall, I guess. I've been struggling with streaming because it's turned into feeling
it's your
like
new
an
job.
Obligation. It's
isn't it?
Well, even before that though, it's like I've just been having this feeling of like I don't want to stream if you know I don't want to. It turned into something I felt like I had to do.
Oh, really?
Something I just did for fun.
Yeah.
And I did do it. I had so much fun streaming, and then it almost turned into a chore, it was feeling like, and I just felt like I had to take a break from it.
Yeah.
Fair enough. It was, if I'm not having fun streaming, why would anyone have fun watching streaming?
That's true. Yeah. I felt the same way when I was feeling depressed or bad. Like, I can't just force myself to be happy in like... You know, and
it's
stream.
Hard. It's like streaming in a bad mood is not something you want to do.
Yeah, no, you really don't.
It's just and the new job has not helped with that. I love my new job. I love it so much more than my old job. But the hours are so weird right now, and
it's still all over the place. Huh? It sucks.
Yeah,
that really sucks, man.
But due to those hours, because of those hours, I can do this. So.
That's true. Silver lining. That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. As long as we can still hang out and like catch up, that's the main thing for me.
Yeah.
So.
And I'll get back to it.
Yeah. Like again, even for me, I went through this down period with work as well. I think it's just because the times now, like everyone in this COVID world, post-COVID world, or still we're still in the pandemic. We're not even past it. But I think everyone's taking on more work for less pay, or there's just more to do because of what's happening around us. That's how I feel like anyway. So, and plus everything is morbid and depressing and around this virus and around what's happening around the world. So it's just, I think people's moods are just down and like only now are starting to come back. I hope anyway.
Yeah.
So it's not just you, Nico. I feel like there's a lot of factors, not just... Like, it's okay not to stream. Yeah.
We discussed it earlier during your stream, FUD, about how a second wave of Corona is in the talk. Like, it's about to sweep through.
Yeah, it already happened here for us. Now we're on around close to 500 cases a day, which is a lot for here. But anyway,
we're still in the first wave. Our first wave never stopped.
Yeah.
Well, if we get hit by a second wave during the first wave, it's
gotten really bad in my state. Like, it was not bad at all. It was like, we had like a couple thousand cases total, and that shot up from 2,000 cases to like 30,000 in like 2 months.
Oh, wow.
In my state. So
that is crazy.
Yeah, people here are idiots. They refuse to wear a mask, and they're dumb. If you don't wear a mask, you're dumb.
Exactly.
A mask.
Yes, yes, that's I completely mask, agree.
If you don't wear a mask, stay home.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I do.
Preach, yeah, and
and if he went out, he would wear a mask. So.
Like, and I went out, and I told you, I don't know if I told you guys this, but like I had a corona scare recently at work, and
oh yeah, I do remember hearing about that.
Yeah, and like I literally went back to work, two, three days, and one of our draftsmen or one of the guys there was tested positive. Then everyone had to go get tested, and everyone was freaking out, and like. It was just, it's not comfortable to go back out there. And like, thankfully, I can still work from home. It's just a bit harder and like I have to manage my time more, but like at least I can still work from home, you know? And like, and I understand some people can't do that, but it's just scary now. Like if you're next to someone that's positive, it's not a fun experience. And getting that PCR test, like they literally had to shove, I don't know if you know, like they shove a, what do you call it, a swab test through your nose into your throat. It's very invasive.
My dad had to do it, but luckily he tested negative.
Yeah, me too, thankfully. But like while you're waiting for the test results, I was freaking out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So
I feel very grateful that I can work from home too.
So. Yeah. So it's like if you can work from home, do it, and if you can't, wear a mask so you don't you know, give it to someone else. It's a care thing as well now. Like duty, yeah. What is it called? Duty of care, or like considerate, to be considerate. That's the word.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Absolutely.
Not fun. Not fun. So either way, like let's not bring the mood down. Like the whole point was like you're streaming less and you want to get back into it when you can. That's the thing.
Yeah, I mean even lately I've just like even today I was like I kind of want to stream. So I mean, it's coming back. The feeling is coming back.
When you do feel it, just well now that Nervous is here and like we started playing Final Fantasy 14 again, or I started playing Final Fantasy 14 again.
I think we're all going to stream that.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's actually fun hanging out like virtually as well.
I don't know about you, but I know I'm gonna stream it.
I probably will. That's
and
what I
like,
wanted to stream today. I was like, I think I want to stream that with FUD, but I didn't.
Yeah, and like we can do Fall Guys, which we can do as well, even though it's like mindless fun, like you said, or simple fun. Playing that is a lot of, you know, it's like mindless fun, and it's we can laugh about it while like we did last time. So we can always do it. Sorry, I lost my trail of thought. Like yeah, like it's just like the whole point is for us to get together, have fun, and that's it. Like that's the main.
Yeah.
And talk shit when it, like our random tangents or whatever that come up while we're playing.
Yeah. Like this podcast.
Oh, snap. Hashtag.
NFS podcast. Rules.
I was waiting to see the punchline. Never again.
Hashtag podcast. Let's go.
Let's go. So yeah, I think that sums it up.
That's the main summary of me.
Hashtag sit down, shut up, and enjoy.
Hashtag.
Hashtag.
Pod racing.
When I first made our group, I called it Pod Racers.
Oh, you did do that. I forgot.
Pod Racers. Yeah,
I was just thinking about Star Wars a little bit.
I don't know if you... Well... I can't imagine why you wouldn't remember, but when we first talked about this, and I made the group for all three of us in Discord, I named it Pod Racers, and my very first message was, "Now that's pod racing."
Yeah, I remember that.
That's right. I think it's still on our sheets, the Pod Racers, or it was on our sheets for the longest time.
Suggestions.
Yeah.
It's not on there anymore, actually. There's only three on there, but we already chose one.
Yeah. It works out for us.
The gaming dollar menu.
That could have almost been a title of this
and podcast. And Cat Tribe. Randomly generated. That was randomly generated, apparently.
Oh, yeah. I think that was me. Let me open it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to this bizname.wiz.com and I'm like, yeah, cast drive.
That's lit. I don't know what made me want to do the gaming dollar menu.
I think you felt it at the time.
I also kind of hate it.
It sounded like we had to eat for every podcast.
It reminds
me
of the Dollar Tree.
Look, I'm not gonna be surprised.
It sounds like a podcast about cheap indie games, which actually is not a bad idea.
That's actually a good one. Or like free games. Yeah, that could work. That could be a thing.
Well, we can make a segment called
we could have like a subcategory called the Gaming Dollar Menu and be like, hey, check out these cool cheap games.
I'm writing that down.
Hashtag
game color menu.
Here's hashtag podcast.
Cheap indie games. Right there, it talks for itself.
Here's our top three best indie games that we
I actually watched. Have one. I actually have one. Okay.
Which one?
The gaming dollar menu. First ever segment. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So last night, I had some family over. And I was introduced to this new game on the Switch called, oh my god, what's it called? I downloaded it, so I'm gonna look. It's $15, that's US dollars, so I don't know.
I guess
it's called Boomerang Fu.
Boomerang Fu.
And I'll tell you what, it's a local co-op game. You play as food, you like choose which food you want to be. My favorite is the milk carton, because when you die, you get cut in half and then fall over dramatically and the milk spills out.
That sounds amazing.
I do hate milk, but I love playing as the milk carton. Anyway, you all choose a food and the main mode is a free-for-all and you all have boomerangs and you're trying to cut each other in half and it's super fun. Look it up. It was crazy fun.
Awesome.
If you're looking for a local co-op game, it's a lot of fun. And there's a couple different game modes. There's like teams. You can play like 3v3 if you want. Oh, it has up to 6 players locally.
There's no online?
Oh my god.
Or we can do like...
It doesn't have online.
We could try that remote thing. The Steam online, remote though. Thing if it's on Steam.
What is Steam?
Oh, so I missed it, but how did the Indie World go?
Oh, I never ended up watching it.
I didn't see that either.
Hold on. Let's see.
So, no, I was saying that Steam has a remote play function for games that are local co-op only that you can play together online. And I've tested that out and it works really well. Like for games like...
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, for games like Enter the Gungeon, it's only local co-op. But with the Steam thing, you can play online.
Nice.
Yeah, and another game I played with someone else... I forgot his name. He's the game developer. Ugh. Anyway, I played Rain World, which is also another local co-op game. And we played it online through this Steam service that they've done. And it works really well. You just set up the second player's controls and that's it. It acts as if it's online.
PlayStation has a similar thing with couch co-op games.
Oh, I didn't know that.
In which you can share with other people in a party.
Cool. Oh, I think I've seen that. Yes, they do. They do have that. But yeah. I thought it was just to watch the video, not to play.
No, they can play.
Interesting.
Oh, they're Australian developers. Cool.
Aussies.
I looked at the showcases for the Indie World, and I am sad to announce.
Yeah, there was no Silk Song.
There is no Silk Song.
That was the main reason I wanted to watch it.
It's either next year or it's going to be end of the year.
Yeah.
I want it to be soon.
I don't want it to be with Cyberpunk. Because I want to I want to play Cyberpunk properly when it comes out.
Dude, I'm like getting so hyped for that game.
I'm very hyped. I already pre-ordered it. I'm ready. I'm ready for the game.
I haven't pre-ordered
yet. Untitled Goose Game is getting
a lot. Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool. I want to play that game. That seems like a
It's a fun, cute game.
It blew up when it came out, but like it does look like a fun game. Like despite like the hype, like it actually looks like a good game, you know?
It's so stupid and I love it.
I think that's the point of it. Everyone was playing it when it came out. Everyone
it's
was
just, nothing else. Ugh. It's like Fall Guys.
I'll tell you, like, fun. Fall Guys is okay, but it can get repetitive fast unless they have more worlds or more levels and modes.
Yeah,
there's like there's nothing else.
Yeah.
So if they don't do anything soon, I would say that game is just like, you know, it's only for now. Like, everyone's playing it now and then that's it. But Untitled Goose Game is like a full game, right? Like, there's objections and other things to do. I've seen like a few let's plays on it. Like, that's a full game. Like, it's sorry,
what game? I blanked.
Untitled Goose Game.
Oh, Untitled,
like,
yeah.
I'm just comparing like the Untitled Goose Game versus Fall Guys. That's all. I don't know what the point was. It's just that, like, they're two very different games.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like they're the indie blow-up of their respective years.
Yeah.
2019, yeah. 2020. Shovel Knight was like the first one. I feel like Shovel Knight was like the first indie game to ever like really blow up.
Could be.
That's the one I remember the most, at least.
I never played it, but like I know of it.
I love Shovel Knight.
I think there were like popular indie games, but I feel like when Shovel Knight came out,
they like hit the
hit the charts.
Yeah,
it's what set off like the indie craze.
It was like the domino effect.
Yeah,
it was like there was like a couple of games that just like got the ball rolling. It was like Shovel Knight, then Undertale, Stardew Valley, those indie games that just like
I really want to play Undertale and Stardew. Like, I have it as well, but I never got back into it. But Undertale, I feel like I want to play again.
Undertale is really good.
Such a good game. I was listening to the music the other day, just like listening to the tracks over and over again. They're so good.
That music is so good.
Yeah.
The
did you know
that one guy made
yeah, Toby, freaking Toby. Like,
Stardew Valley is too.
I really want him to release Delta. Like, if Deltarune comes out this year, everyone will lose their freaking minds. I'm just like, no one will play anything else other than Deltarune for till the end of the year.
I never beat part one.
Of what? Oh, the chapter one?
Deltarune.
It's okay.
Yeah, chapter one.
It's nice. They introduce the new characters based in the same world kind of thing. Lancer is cool.
Well, sure, it's worth picking up, but
it's free.
It's free. Yeah. I'll play it again. I wouldn't mind doing a playthrough of it again. It's a good one. And I beat the big boss or the super hard boss in 3 tries. So I was pretty proud of that one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
Hashtag weird flex.
It's become a thing with you.
Sorry, what's that?
No, I'm just...
No, that's fine. I was asking about Nervy, what he said. It became what? A thing to...
He's gonna start from now on. It's just gonna be hashtag pause. Just something.
Welcome to the hashtag.
Welcome to the hashtag podcast.
And one day I'm just gonna say hashtag, and then it's gonna be silence for an hour. And then at the end I'll be like, podcast. April Fools, let's go.
Let's go. Next topic. Next topic. Planning for next year.
Yeah. All
okay. Okay, I think we should wrap this up. We've already passed an hour.
Well, with the sign off, thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you guys. I hope you enjoyed it. It's our first one. Hoping to get better. It's been
awful. I know we got off track a couple times, but it's okay.
It's okay.
That's the point of it. This has been Nervous.
I hope you've enjoyed our ramblings.
Ramble. It was good. I think we're gonna have a lot of fun with this.
I think so too.
All right, guys, take care. Till the next episode.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for watching or listening.
Someone's tired.
I don't know what you're watching, but I hope you like it
and not listen to it.